Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are grateful for God today. Guess what? It is Thank God Friday. Hallelujah. We give God all thanks and praise today. And not just on today, but all week, we give God thanks and praise every single day of the week. We just, on Thank God Friday, we just put that little spin on, you know, thank God it's Friday. We know, we say, thank God Friday, because on Fridays we concentrate on thanking God and giving God glory and honor and praise, even though we do that every single day of the week. I just want to give God all the thanks and praise today for blessing us each and every day. Every week, I thank God that this week I had a wonderful time with friends and family, and I was able to relax and to listen to the Lord and contemplate on some things that God has given me, and just be able to rejuvenate myself and rest in the Lord and really plug into God to hear the voice of God in my life and for my life. Love working in me. Working through me as me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your refreshing. Thank you for your moving us forward. We thank you that you have anointed each and every life of every person that's listening to me today, and that will listen to me tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And years from now, when people listen to this, they will be blessed and your anointing will fill them and they will know that you are with them. Glory be to God. It is Friday, May 17th, 2024. Glory to God. And we just give God praise and we give God honor and we give God glory. And we look into our word for today. Our word for today is kingdom living is. Hallelujah. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Yes, faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus, and we love all glory. This is what we're working for in our lives, working to live out the example of being Jesus in this world, being Jesus's hands and feet and arms and eyes and mouthpieces, listening, hearing the things of God through others, and giving out that same thing from ourselves. We just give God praise and we thank him that we are able to be used by the Most High God. Hallelujah. Our Father. Hallelujah. Our Mother. Our everything. Glory. Glory to God. And so as we are living out the kingdom of God, we are learning through scripture what Jesus taught us about the kingdom. Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. And he taught us what the kingdom was and taught us how to walk and live in the kingdom. So, we find ourselves in John chapter 14, walking through scripture as Jesus teaches us how to live in the kingdom. So, we've been through verses 1 through 14, and I say that you need to go back and read those scriptures and look at those scriptures and take in what those scriptures have to say about God's kingdom and about the kingdom of God, what Jesus was trying to convey to his disciples. Now, I remember that I've talked about it before, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are really transitional books. They are transitioning us from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So Jesus is walking in two places. He's being an Old Testament prophet and being the Lamb of God and fulfilling all of the Old Testament prophecies that were spoken about him and spoken of him. He's fulfilling things that needed to be finished from Adam that Adam didn't finish. So he's finishing some things and correcting some things. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And then he's also prophesying what is going to happen in the New Testament. He is going to begin to give us our New Testament marching orders, so to speak. You know, he's going to tell us the strategies and the plans that's going to happen for the New Testament and help us to walk through that. So as we've been reading John 14 and looking at what Jesus is talking about here, he's giving them instructions. And instructions about what's going to happen after the cross. And so he's talked to them about some things, and we come to, let's see, we've been 13 and 14, where he says that if we ask, he says, "For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name." And that is how the Son will show that the Father is really what the Father is really like and bring glory to God. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. He's telling us, he's saying he will do it for us. Yes, let me go back to 12. Verse 12 says, "I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do." See, we talked about this. You know, Jesus says, we will do the same mighty miracles. And he says, and even greater miracles than these, because I go to the Father. Because now Jesus goes to the Father, he will be with the Father. And because he's with the Father, we will be able to do the same mighty miracles that he has done and even greater ones. So we have to begin to be in faith, believing in him. And we looked at what in faith means, because we use that term all the time, in faith, in him, in Christ, in Jesus. You know, what does that mean to us? How do we apply that to our lives? The word means, and it meant the same if it's being used as a preposition, if it's being used as a verb, if it's being used as an adverb, it meant the same thing, to be enclosed and surrounded by. So that means that we have to take the time to enclose ourselves in faith and in believing in Christ. And how do we do that? We do that by studying the scriptures. By studying not just the scriptures that we call the Holy Bible, but studying ancient scriptures, studying words that have been written by those who have walked in the way that Jesus showed us, studying saints of old, reading what they did, reading how it happened in their lives so that we can get an idea of how God is working in us. You know, we need each other and we need all of the references that we can find to begin to understand how God is working in us, you know, and how the love of God is working in us. We have to learn how to apply the love of God, first of all, to ourselves and feel that love in ourselves. And as we feel that love in ourselves and begins to overflow, then we can minister to others with the love of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we've walked through all that. So now we find ourselves at verse 15. Now, I'm going to read verse 15 out of a couple of different scriptures. First, I'm going to start with the Passion Translation. Then I'm going to go to the Message, and then I'm going to come back to the New Century Version. And I'm reading 15 through 17. And this is John chapter 14, 15 through 17. Loving me empowers you to obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, the Holy Spirit of truth, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. And he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you will know the Holy Spirit intimately because he will make his home in you and will live inside you. Okay, that's the Passion Translation. Now, excuse me, the Message. The Message reads like this, verses 15 through 17 in chapter 14, John chapter 14. It says, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I'm going to read that one more time. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know the Holy Spirit already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. That is the Message translation. Now, let's go to the New Century Translation, and it reads, if you love me, you will obey my commands. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept the Spirit of truth because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he lives with you and he will be in you. Okay, Jesus says a lot in just this little passage of scripture between 15 and 17. And this started at the first one, verse 15. And he says, loving me, in the Passion Translation, he says, loving me empowers you to obey my commands. If you love me, you will obey my commands. Okay, and that's the New Century. And in the Message, it says, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. Wow. If you love me. You know, as kids, we loved our parents. At least we thought we did anyway. But when we were kids, we didn't know anything else but to be selfish. Kids are selfish. They can't help it. It's part of what's in them. It's part of what's in us as a part of the fall, is to be selfish. And so as being selfish, we wanted to do what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it. And so as kids, we would push the boundaries and sometimes break them to do what we wanted to do and to think we would get away with it. You know, something our parents told us not to do, we would do it because we wanted to. And because we were selfish and we wanted to experience something, or we wanted to have fun with something, we wanted to be with some other friends that our parents didn't want us to be with. But because we were selfish, this is what we would do. So what we are learning here in this scripture is telling us that if our love, if we have the love of God, it says, if you love me, and this is talking about God's love, having God's love filling us, the love of God, which is unselfish. If we love God, if we love Jesus, then we will do what Jesus has told us to do. It says, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. Show it by doing what I've told you. Now, what I really love about how the Passion reads, it says, loving me empowers you to obey me. Loving me empowers you to obey my commands. See, so the love of God that we have inside us, as we apply that love of God in us, as it applied in us, as it's working through us, it will empower us to keep the commandments that Jesus has given us. Because as we grew older and the love for our parents became more, you know, we either went one or two ways. Sometimes we became more rebellious as we became teenagers. We became more rebellious and more selfish. And so we wanted to do what we wanted to do. And so we even disobeyed our parents even more, because even though we said we loved them, we did not love them. We loved ourselves more. We loved what we wanted to do more. But if we turned a corner and began to love our parents and realized that our parents had our best interests at heart because they loved us, then we would begin to say, okay, mama arm or my dad didn't want me to do such and such. And I use that term generically, because our big mamas, our grandmothers, our aunts, our uncles, you know, friends, you know, whoever it was who impacted our lives, who raised us, who we were under the majority of our childhood. And rightly impacted us, not wrongly, not, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff that has gone on in different people's lives. I'm not discounting that at all. But if we were rightly instructed and we realized that they were rightly instructing us and we loved them, then we would begin to turn a corner and do what they wanted us to do. Stay away from those they wanted us to stay away from. Turn the corner to begin to do what they commanded, or what they showed us how to do. And this is where I love what the message says. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. What I've told you, not just what I've commanded you, but what I've told you to do. What I've instructed you was the right thing to do. What I've given you to be the right thing to do. And in the Passion, it says that loving will empower us to keep the commandments, to keep the commandments that Jesus gave, to keep the commandments that Jesus told us and showed us how to do. That love will empower us to do that, because that love causes us not to be selfish, not to be so engrossed in what we wanted and how we wanted to feel and what we wanted, that we become, and not only do we love the Lord, but we allow our wills to be changed so that we are willing to do what he told us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, we just thank you for your love that empowers us. We thank you for your love that keeps us. We thank you that your love is filling us, and that love is overflowing in our cups. Our cups are overflowing with your love that we are applying to ourselves, and that love is living in us. And it's living in us, it's working for us, it's working through us, and it's working as us. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, so it is. It is so, and so we let it be. And we thank you for that, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. So much more. Have a wonderful, glorious, thank God Friday. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.